Okay, we started yesterday the Gemara Zibaya. The Raviyas Zibaya of Hatzim Nezek Tzrayus pays Magufa Yomi Aliyah. We started the Toshma of Kelev Shnatal Harara, which has seen the Gemara is quite a complicated Gemara, just Pashup Shad. So we're going to spend some time on the Pashup Shad of the Amid of Kelev Shnatal Harara. But first, I just want to talk about Rabbi Zibaya. There are three very similar Ibayas in the Gemara. This Ibaya of Chatzinezek Tzrayris Magufa Mishalim. So what's the Ibaya at first glance? What's the question? Chatzinezek Tzrayris pays Magufa. The Kol Tarakula pays Min Aliyah. If you borrow money, you pay Min Aliyah. Every Mazik pays Min Aliyah. The only thing that doesn't pay Min Aliyah is Karen Tam. So what's the Ibaya? So Pashup Shat Ibaya is, should we say that Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris is a type of Tam, just like you have a Shar Tam by Muid, by Karen, Tam and Muid by Karen, Tzrayris by Regal, maybe it's a type of a Tam, it has rules of Karen Tam, just here it's Regal, Tzrayris. So Pashup Shat and Gemara Zibaya is a question whether we should compare Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris to Chatzi Nezek of Ashar Tam. The Gemara is a second Zibaya on the Amid Beis, which you've seen already. If Yesh Hadal Tzrayris, if Tzrayris three times becomes a Muid, so the Gemara is an Zibaya there too. And Vaita, what's the Gemara Zibaya if Yesh Hadal and Tzrayris? It's really the same type of an idea. Whether when the Torah says Chatzi Nezek Tzrayris, it's a din that Tzrayris takes Chatzi Nezek finished, or is it a type of tam that just like a short tam by Karen could become a muid after three times, the same thing Tzrayris could become a muid after three times, like in the same Ibaya. So it seems that at least at first glance, that the two Ibayas are highly similar. Very, very similar one to the other. Then we have a third Ibaya on Daf Yud Tes. If Yeshini L'Tzrayris. If, when you say Tzrayris pays Chatzi Nezek, if it's Rishonah, does it get half of Chatzi Nezek? Not half of Chatzi Nezek. That Ibaya is not exactly identical, but in a way it's similar. The Shailis is the rule of Tzrayris, an absolute rule of Tzrayris. Or, does the rule of Tzrayris subject to the dinim of Tam and Muad? Obviously, if Tzrayris itself is a Tam, then you're not going to say, well, you can still clarify, if a Mishunah of Tzrayris is like a double Tam, so it should pay Revi'ah Nezek. The three Ibayas, certainly the first two are very similar, the third also has a certain amount of similarity. Now the Yamshel Shloimeh, the Marshal and the Yamshel Shloimeh, learns that these Ibayas are totally Zebizeh. The Yamshel Shloimeh learns that these Ibayas are the same Ibayah. I mean, certainly the first two, we'll wait till we get to the third. But the first two Ibayas, the ones which we have in our Sugya, if Yesh Hadal Tzrayris, or if Tzrayris pays Magufay or Min Aliyah, it's really the same Ibaya. And the Yamshel Shloimeh uses this idea, he has a raya from the Rambam. Because the Rambam and the Rif do not bring the Gemara of Yesh Hadal Tzrayris. The question of whether Tzrayris three times starts to pay Nezek Shalem is not mentioned, not in the Rambam and not in the Rif. And at least they should have mentioned that Afilu Gimel Pamim, since it's a Gemara, the style is they bring the Gemaras. They should have mentioned that even three times that it has a din of Tzrayus. So the Mefarshei Rambam asked why the Rambam leaves out the Shaila of Yesh Adol Tzrayus. The Amshul Shleima learns that these two Ibayas are similar. The Ibaya, whether you pay Megufayim in Aliyah by Tzrayus, and the Ibaya of Yesh Adol Tzrayus, it's really the same question. The question, should we give Tzrayus the dinim of a Tam, of a Keren Tam? Do we say Tzrayus is like Tam? Like Keren Tam is by a regular Keren, Tzrayus is by a regular Regal. So only if in the first Ibaya, if you're going to say by the Ibaya of whether Tzrayus pays Min Aliyah or Magufay. If you're going to say Tzrayus pays Magufay, which means it has a din of Tam, then you declare Yesh Adala Tzrayus. Should we say, after three times it starts to pay Nezek Shalom? Because you're already telling me that Tzrayus is similar to Tam, just like Tam pays Magufay, Tzrayus pays Magufay. So then you declare a second Ibaya. All right, Tzrayus is like Tam, so what about three times? Does it start to pay Nezek Shalom? But we paskin that Tzrayus pays Min Aliyah. We're pashit the first Ibaya that Tzrayus pays Min Aliyah, because the Gemara said L'Rava Pshita Lei. I'm sorry, L'Rava Ibaya Lei, L'Rav Papa Pshita Lei. Now give him a bit. The Gemara said that even though Rava has this Ibaya, Rav Papa in the first parak is pshita lei. That's how they say in Kiyosavet. Tim, it's pashit that you pay nezek shalim, that you pay min aliyah. So tiyam shleima. Once you pay min aliyah by tzrayus, there's no room for a second ibaya. If yesh hadal tzrayus, because that ibaya is only if you're going to learn that Tzrayus is a type of Tam, so then you can have a Shaila. It's Tam, isn't it Tam? So you can have a Shaila Yesh Adol Tzrayus. But once you push it, that it pays Min Aliyah, means it's not a Tam, it means it has its own rules, so there's nothing to start clearing if the three times is a change. There's no room to clear anymore, because it has nothing to do with the Tam. So this is the way the Yamshe Shloima learned up our Sugya. Now, it's more important than the way he answers the Rambam is the way he learned the Gemara Zibaya. He learned the Gemara Zibaya is, do we give Tzrayus a din of a Tam? In other words, just like Chatzi Nezek by Keren is Tam and Mu'ed, Chatzi Nezek by Tzrayus is also a Tam and Mu'ed type of arrangement. This is the way the Yamshe Shleima learns the Gemara Mistama. It's the more pashut way to learn the Gemara. If you start to learn the Gemara, just quickly, I think that's the way we would learn the Ibaya. There are, however, a number of difficulties in learning this way. The Achrayim pile on a number of kashas in the Stipler and Siman Tes Zayin Oisbeis. And the Ayelus HaShachar, it's a bit of an Arichus, and the Gedulei Shmuel. The three of them, they don't bring the Yamshe Shleima, but they're obviously going on learning the Gemara like the Yamshe Shleima. Like the Gemara's Shaila is Tzrayus the same thing as Tam? So they ask a number of different questions. First of all, if you want to know if it's Tam, if Tzrayus is Tam, the only Shaila is Megufay Min Aliyah. There are many differences between Tam and Mu'id, between Keren Tam and every other Mazik. Why does the Gemara ask the same type of Shaila if just like Tam is Chayav Bishus HaRabim, what's the din of Tzrayus? The Chayav Bishus HaRabim. Or, right, Tzrayus of Regel, if it's like Tam. So maybe you should be chayav bishul seram. Or there's a halacha. The halacha is by we pasken paganistic knasa. So by tam maida beknasa is pater. If you maida that your short tam was mazik your pater. So why is the Gemara have a shayla? What about tzvayrus of regal? Maybe tzvayrus has a din of chatzin nezek knasa. And if you maida your pater. And if you're going to tell me that you can't say Tzvairus is a Knas for whatever reason, so then why would I think I learned Tzvairus at a Chatzin Nezek? We have a rule, Mamayna Meknasa Layafinan. You can't learn Mamayn out of Knas. So if you hold Paganiskas Knasa, so if you hold Regal, might also be like Tom, it might also be a Knas. So why is the Gemara Yis that Shaila? And if you hold that regal is not like, is not a, certainly not a knas, so memaynim knas alayafinan. So, what's the whole astol shakla v'tarya? If the whole shaila is tzrayris the same as tam, brings another nafkaminas of tam. So another nafkamina shor tam needs a shmira meula, which we never got into. There's a halacha we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that a short tam needs a shmira meula. So you're going to say tzoyrus is a type of tam, you're going to say the same thing. That needs a shmira meula. Or there's another halacha of short tam that a short tam that's mazik and you magdish it, so you put it from pain. So it's the same thing by tzoyrus. If the animal's mazik and you magdish it, you put it from pain. The Gedulei Shmuel goes through a list of nafkaminas. He says, if it's the way the Yavshe Shleimer learned, the Shaila is this a type of tam? So why are we asking Megufay Min Aliyah? We should have gone through a whole list. We should have given the whole list. We should have asked, does this have all the dinim of tam? Or it doesn't have all the dinim of tam? The stipler says to learn the Yibayah different than the Yavshe Shleimer. The way he writes to learn the Yibayah, the others say similarly. There's a Nachlas Dovin on the Amud Beis who says Mamish the Lashon that the stipler says. He says it's not pshat that the Gemara's Yibayah was is Tzoyris Tam. That was the Ibayim. Tzoyrus is Tam, no. Tzoyrus is a separate din. Tam is a separate din. Why would I think Tzoyrus is Tam? The Gemara's Ibayim at this point is a different Ibayim. This Gemara's Ibayim is there's Halacha Mishnah Sinai that you pay Chatzin Nezek. Halacha Mishnah Sinai is that you pay a certain amount. Chatzin Nezek. The Halacha that by a time when you pay Chatzin Nezek, you pay only Magufay. Is that a din in Tashlumei Chatzin Nezek? That it's a rule, whenever you pay Chatzin Nezek, you only pay Magufay. And if so, it applies to Tzoreris also. Or, is it a rule in Karen? The Karen time only pays Magufay. And it has nothing to do with Tzoreris. So the Shaila is, this din, that you pay only Magufay by Chatzin Nezek, is it a din of Chatzin Nezek? And then it applies to Tzoreris. Or it's a din of Karen, and then it doesn't apply to Tzoreris. That's the Gemara Zibaya. And it's a Dover HaMistaver because Magufay limits the amount you pay. Just like Chatzin Nezek limits the amount you pay, Magufay limits the amount you pay. So the Zibaya of the Gemara is, when we say Chatzin Nezek, does that include that you only pay Magufay or not? There's nothing to do with other Inyanim of Tam. There's nothing to do with Chayv Paganis Keknasa. Zikha not a Knas. The question is only, when we have this Kabbalah, Tashlumi Magufay, is that a Din Chatzin Nezek or is that a Din Keren? That's the Gemara Zibayim. we end up, it's a Dinei Karen, therefore you pay an aliyah. But the Gemara, that was the Gemara Safik, the Bay of Rava. Let's see, is it fit into his Lashon? Bay Rava, Chasidah, that's right, Bukuf Misham, Aliyah Misham, Bukuf Misham, Dolay Ashkechad, Chatzinezek, Misham, and Misham, and Aliyah. Fits in beautifully into Rava's Lashon. Dolay Ashkechad, Chatzinezek, Misham, and Aliyah. According to the Yamsha Shleiman, it should have said differently. It should have said that Magufa Shalim Dumya Detam. Or not, because not Dumya Detam. Lashon of the Boy is very much the way the Nachlas David, the Stipler, the way they all learn, is that the Gemara is. Ibaya is in the din of Magufa. Is Magufa a din of Chati Nezek? So that's the Gemara's Ibaya. If so, the Ibaya is not totally Zebizeh, which is the way most learn. The Ibaya is not totally Zebizeh, a totally separate Shabbos. Okay, let's see. So that's the Gemara's Ibaya now. So let's learn the Toshma. The Toshma, Kelev Shenatol Charara, is a whole amid. It starts with Toshma and it goes to Gufa. And it's a complicated Gemara, just because it goes back and forth. And there's one thing about this Gemara which is highly unusual in Shas. Because it's complicated, I don't know if you chap, one aspect of this Gemara is not the Derech HaGemara anywhere. And let's see, we're going to work today on Pshat. We're going to have an opportunity to work on Pshat, to try to learn the Sabbath, and to try to see, get Mesudr, the whole Shach Levitaria. Let's see. Tashma, Hakelev Shadat al-Kharara, V'halach l'Gadish. V'achal al-Kharara, V'hidlach l'Gadish. What's the case? The Kelev took a cookie, a loaf of bread or cake, and it had still a piece of charcoal attached to it. And it carried it off. That itself is perfectly normal. It's shame. And it ate the charara. That's shame. No shame. V'hidlik es ha-gadish. And the gadish caught fire. Al ha-charara you pay nezek shalom. That's pashut. V'al ha-gadish b'shalom chatzi nezek. And on the gadish you pay chatzi nezek. So the Gemara now wants to say, why do you pay chatzi nezek? That's the whole shakar time. Now, before we go any further, how many possible reasons could there be to pay Chatzi Nezek when you're a Mazik? Above a Kama, above a Mazik, how many cases do you have of Chatzi Nezek? Only how many? Achar only two. Either Tam or Tzrairus. Either Karen Tam or Tzrairus. So the Gemara Shaka Vitaria is, which one is this? Is this the Hitlakas HaGadol Chatzi Nezek? Is it the case of Tzrairus? Or is it a case of Mishana, of Karen Tam? That's basically the Shaka Vitaria. Now, before we start, Yeshua points out, there's a third Chatzi Nezek in this Masechta. The third Chatzi Nezek was the case of Shoyer Shedochaf Esa'odam, or Dochaf Esa'shar Labar. Ruvein Shar pushes Shimon's Shar into Levi's Bar. So there the din was that the shar and the bar split the hezek. In Lomdis, they're really chayav nezek shalom. Just you're not going to pay someone double nezek shalom. So that's the third case where the shar and the bala shar, the bala bar, each pay chatzi nezek. L'chayra, before you start this sugya, why don't you say the same thing here? The shar took someone else's eish. What is it? Ruvain Shar took Shimon's Eish and lit Levi's Gadish. So maybe the pshat is that you pay Chatzi Nezek because the Bala Shar pays Chatzi Nezek and the Bala Eish pays Chatzi Nezek. And really it's a regular case of it's not Tzrairis and it's not Keren, it's not Mishuna. And that's the way, the reason you pay Chatzi Nezek is because it's a Shukzis of Tumazikim.
What? In another case, Blaine did a problem by digging a bar. Here, he just had a fire sitting around. The fire itself wasn't being mazik. Was anything wrong with the fire?
Well, okay, so the Yeshua says that it depends. If the fire was not shomor, the fire was open, you have a fire with cookies and animals could take it, then the Bala Eish is chayt. If the fire was shomor, then the Bala Eish is potter. Bala Eish didn't do anything. So he says that the Gemara on Chav Beis is going to say that this Mishnah is talking by an Eish Shmura, the Bala Eish is not chayt at all. The Gemara was that Zerai Ben Eish, which is Shemura. And that's why we understand the Mishnah that the Bala Eish is Potter. And that's why we can have our whole Shakla Vatari. Because the Gemara later was that Zerai Ben Eish, an Eish at Shemura. And therefore this third type of Chassid Nezik is not Shaykh. So that's good. So we're left now with only two types of Chassid Nezik, Tzrairis and Mishona. Now before we start the Gemara, you realize that the only way this is going to be a proof to Rava to be Pesha Dibaya is if it's talking about Tzrayus. If it's about Tzrayus, it can be a Raya from here to Rava Zibaya. If it's talking about Kered Mishana, not Tzrayus, then not. Then it won't be a Raya. That's all we're going to see in the Gemara. Just one more Hagdama. Taisus Allah Gadish explains, what's the Tzrayus here? What's right? It's nothing shot out from the animal. It's not talking the animal shot the coal out of its mouth. So Taisus is Masber, Ala Gadish Mishal Chatzin Nezek, Lekame Mefarish, Lamandomer Isha Nishim Chitzav, Al Kol Agadish Mishal Chatzin Nezek, the Chitzav, the Kelev, Hain, Bavitzroiris, Levan, and Mokem Agachelos. This Gemara is going that Isha Nishim Chitzav. That every time you light a fire and it spreads, it's a chetz. The place a person puts a fire down, we had many times. Someone takes a fire and lights someone else's baguette, that's not eish, that's adam amazik. If you physically put the fire onto something, that's adam amazik. Eish is that it spreads. That's what we're talking about here. The place the animal put the coal down, that's shor amazik. Where it spread, so we're considering that tzrairis, because that's like an arrow. Just like if an animal steps on a rock and the rock shoots out, it's an arrow. The same thing, if it puts out a fire and the fire shoots out, it's an arrow, and it's chayv. Okay, let's learn the Gemara. I do not plan to speak out in the first of the Gemara, just to learn pshat. So pay attention to the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara, because it's a complicated Shakla Vitaria, and we want to get straight just the simple pshat in four words, five words. Ala Gadish Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, what's Pshat? Everything else we'll leave for Daf Chaf Aleph. Our whole effort here is to understand why Al HaGadish Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. That's the whole Shakla Vitari. Ala Gadish Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, Baitai. So Pshat number one. Lab Mishum the Havalei Tzrayris. B'tani Allah, Mishalim Chatzin Nezek Megufay. And the Brisa says you pay Megufay. Ah, so a Pesha Tibay. That's the case of Tzrayris. And the Brisa says Chatzin Nezek Megufay. So this is pshat number one, that the case of Al Gadish is Tzrayris, and you pay Megufay, and we're Pesha Rabbi Zibay. Zakta Gemara, I have a cash on that. B'tizbara. L'Rabbi Laza Nezek Shalom Megufay Miyashkechan. The kasha is that there's a Rabbi Laza. Where is this Rabbi Laza? He's not in the Mishnah. Rashi says he's in a Braisa someplace, and he says he paid Nezek Shalom. So you think it's talking about Tzrayris? B'tizbra L'Rabbi Laza who says Nezek Shalom. Why does he owe Nezek Shalom? So Rashi says we assume he's going like Sumchis. So, is it true that you're only going to pay Megufay? Do we have a Havamina that Nezek Shalom pays Megufay? What's Aribaya? Aribaya is Megufay a din of Chatzin Nezek? But a din of Nezek Shalom, certainly not. So since we find Rabbi Laza who holds Nezek Shalom Megufay on this Harara, on this Gadish, he can't be talking about Tzrayris. So therefore, we slugged up pshat number one, we come to pshat number two. Ella, pshat number two. I assume so. I know Yossi said that the Braisa doesn't say it, Beferish. You see the Braisa. So I'm taking the words for Rashi says the Omer Braisa. He doesn't say where the Braisa is. I'm assuming that that there's a Braisa that says it. Otherwise, it's fair. How do you know? Maybe Rav Loza argues Yelzezek Shalom and Min Aliyah. So I'm assuming that. I don't know. So Gemara comes to pshat number two. So we can knock off Tzrayris and we go to the other Chasinezek. The other Chasinezek is Karen. Elokin Goyin, Vishani Baha Bigachelas. It did a shinoi. How does an animal do a shinoi in a gachelas? So I think Rashi has two pshat, in one here and one in the other days. How do you have a shinoi with a gachelas with an animal? So Rashi here says, Shanakla Bepiv, he nicha. They took, I think Rashi means he took the coal with his mouth and put it down. Dayashino, your coal is hot. Why's the animal taking the coal with his mouth? So that's the shinoi. And therefore, you pay Chatzinezek Magufai. From Beloza Savakar of Tarfin, Domishim, Mishunah Karim, Bechatzanizek, Nezek Shalom, Mishalom. And Beloza Savakar of Tarfin. Tafin holds from a Kalvachaymer that Kerem B'chatzar Nizik pays Nezek Shalom. You remember the Kalvachaymer? Okay, Kalvachaymer is important for the Yomid Beis. But Tafin says, Madach B'shisarabin, we're regalus potter. Kerem is Mochamor, pays the Chatzin Nezek. So B'shisar Nizik, we're regal, pays Nezek Shalom. Kerem can't be Mochal, it has to be also Mochamor, at least Aschamor. And therefore it pays Nezek Shalom. So Rabbi Lazar Savalkar, Tarfidam, Mishumah, Kerbachas, and Nezek Shalom, Mishalom. Now, it's an important point. Do we have any kasha on this pshat? Pshat number two, in why Chatzin Nezek? The Gemara doesn't ask any kasha. This is a good pshat, makes sense, follows. Everything is wonderful. Gemara now here does something, you'll see in a minute, that's very not usual for a Gemara. Gemara says, Valaihi. Valaihi, it's not so. I don't like the second shot. My time of Mukwis Lakar of Tarif, Bishop Nezek Shalom. What's the whole reason he didn't like the first shot? Because he had a kasha. Why does Rebbe Elazar pay Nezek Shalom? I'll answer you. Rebbe Elazar Savar Kisumchis. The Omar Tzroiris Nezek Shalom Mishalim. He always like Sumchis that Tzroiris pays Nezek Shalom. Are you going to ask? So why did he pay Magufai? The Savel Krav Yehuda, the Amr Tzad Tamus, the Mekai Mai Medes. The Chiktani Magufai, at Tzad Tamus. See, the word says Chiktani Agufai. It sounds like the Braisa says Magufai. It sounds like the Braisa. The Chiktani Magufai, the Rav Elazar.
No, it says the first time he said Chiktani Allah Magufai, Rashi says it was a
success. That's not going to Rav Elazar.
No, this
one on the Tisefta is going on the Bryce that has no Machlaikis, not on the Rabbalah. But the Bryce has a Machlaikis, not on the Rabbalah,
and there's
a Shalom and Chasin Ezek. And Tisefta says on
that Bryce that Machlaikis is in the Tisefta.
So when the Gemara here says Tisefta is going on Rabbalah, isn't it?
Because the
Tisefta
said that's
Mugugugon
Machlaikis.
It's going on Rabbalah as well. Yeah. Okay. Right. So it's going on Rabbalah as well, then it's good. So then we know that Rabbalah is always Machlaikis. That's going outside Tammuz. So now we have pshat number three. We have pshat number three, and it ends up it's a raya to Rava, because pshat number three is that it is talking about Tzrayrus, and therefore it's a raya to Rava Zibai. Now before I go any weiter, it's a very strange thing that the Gemara is doing in this Valaihi. Because if you make a cheshbin, you will learn Gemaras. Gemara is a machlaikis or libaya. It says Tashma, and the Gemara says no, it's not mochrach. And that's the end. The Gemara, if you can learn a braisa too, if I want to prove something, and I bring a braisa, for it to be a proof, the only way to learn the braisa has to be my way. If you have a second way of learning the Braisa, then the proof is Batul. The Gemara here is saying that we slogged up the proof from Pshat number two. And the Gemara says, Vlaihi, I could zetzerayin and bring a raya. Rashi's lashon is, Shaper matzis look me betzrayrus. It's possible to say it's talking about tzrayrus, kiruchayu, and it's not mishana. V'tipshit, and then you can be patient, it's tzrayrus mugufa mishama. It's possible to be patient from here. That's not being patient mishayma. That's not how you patient shaymas. You only patient shaymas with proofs, not with maybes. Explain to you, just to
show Kitzur, what's happening here is, it says, Alagadish Hakinete. Right, so we have, so far, three pshats. Okay, pshat number one was, why do you pay Hakinete? That's simple. Throw it. And since Alagadish Hakinete for Gulfai, so it's talking about Tzairis, and that's why it pays Chatzin Nezek. So then, is it a Raya to Rava? So then it's a Raya, we'll make here a shot. Pshat is a Raya. So Pshat number one is a Raya to Rava. Right? Tzairis. And that's why it pays Chatzin Nezek. Right? So Gemara is a Kasha on Pshat number one. Gemara is, okay, there's a Kasha. That the Tizbarad. That it doesn't stick with Rav Elazar. I'm going to write the whole Kasha, but the point is there's a Kasha on the first Pshat, so the first Pshat is not good. So Gemara comes with Pshat number two. Pshat number two is why Chatzin Nezek? Because it's Mishuma. It's Keren Tam. It's Mishuma. And that's why it pays Chatzin Nezek. And what's Pshat with Rav Elazar? So Rav Elazar holds like a Parfit. And everything's good? The price is good? Is it a raya to Rava? Is it a raya to Rava according to this? Second shot is not a raya to Rava. Not a raya to Rava. Rava's talking about Cyrus. The second shot is talking about Kara. You follow? You follow till here? At this point, it's a typical Gemara. Gemara says, I'll teach you a price, the Mishnah. That's a raya. Gemara says, no, you can learn it differently. Now the Gemara says, no, I have a third shot. Shot number three, again talking about sweaters. And that's why it's Chatzin Nezek. And what's the shot of Rav Elazar? That was all Shver. So they say Rav Elazar holds like a combination of Sumchis and Rav Yehuda. Right? That's what the Gemara answers. And now it's saying, aha, now it's a Raya to Rav. So Rashi says, now, if you want, you can definitely braisa by Tzairis, and it's a raya to Rav. What I'm telling you is that that's not the way Shas normally works. Gemara doesn't work that way. When the Gemara brings a raya from a braisa, and then it says, no, Pshat and the braisa is differently, or Mishnah, Pshat and the Mishnah is differently, you can't bring a raya as long as Pshat number two still makes sense. You can't tell me it's a raya to Rava. What kind of raya to Rava is it? If pshat number two could still be the emes of pshat and yet that Mishnah, that al gadish chatzin nezek is because it's mishuma. So what are you coming now? You're saying, v'layhi, the word's v'layhi, I don't know what it means, v'layhi. It's not so. What's not so? You ever have the Gemara that says v'layhi without a reason? V'layhi. Vlayhi sounds like you don't have to say this. You could say pshat number three, and then it's a raya to Rava. It's very, very unusual. It's not the derech haGemara to bring rayas in this kind of a manner where it's not a raya. The raya is not a proof. It's very, very unusual. So I was sure I would find somebody who asked this kasha, and I didn't find. I looked around. There's a long Pnei Yeshua at the end of the sugya who seems to be bothered by this, not directly but indirectly. But this Gemara, you follow what I'm saying? That this Gemara is not, you follow what I'm saying? It's not the way Gemara's work. Look at the first Tashma. We had a 3-line Tashma. So the Gemara said, Tashma brought a raya from Hidus. Tashma hidus ain't a mood, Yashem Rahari's a mood, hidus akadaita Allah, hidus vihintis, bakamithli. Madam Raina book, some of the gulfai, Madam Mumishalim, Maria Mishalim, Gmar Voda Rai. But I said, lie, they are arguing a different machlaikis. Why doesn't Gmar say, Valahi? It could be they do argue in this. Why? Because Gmar doesn't do that, Gmar never does that. Gmar brings a braisa, says a pshat. The pshat is a raya to the ibaya. The Gemara says, no, that's not pshat and the braisa. You can learn the pshat said differently. The burden of proof is on the one bringing the raya, not on the one answering the raya. The burden of proof is to prove something. You want it to be a raya, you have to prove it. If there are two possible pshatim, then the proof is not a proof.
Isn't
Rashi saying, Rashi's saying, if you want, what's Rashi's lashon?
The big
daishik
is dead
on the same.
That's what I'm saying.
So what's
the daishik? The light, the half-light, the number two, is a very big daishik.
Why?
Does it tell you that the machine starts?
Does Rashi say that? Well, boy, the maid act is Rabbi Lazar, the lab, it's Rashi, you're chayu. But you look me, lab, dafka. V'dichu, the must let's chuyay. Well, the maid act, the lab, bichi, or chay, chuyay. Ela, b'dishani. Ava, m'gufa, le say, nikachi. I don't understand. But I don't see. Rashi's saying what the Gemara is saying. Why, how's he answering?
Since we don't want to settle, since it's very hard to tell the bride that the machine is there, there's four of them. It's not a shrek.
Why is it shrek? Is that the name of Shinoi? It's not shrek.
Well,
it depends what happened. It depends what the story was. So if he carried the coal in his mouth, then it's a shinoi. What you're saying is we're considering shot number two to be a daichik. That's why could be. I was thinking that maybe it's a daichik to that son of Allah's like of Tafin. Tafin's Das Yachim name. But I know Rashi is not so clear. Rashi's just saying you don't have to say this pshat, you can say that pshat. So Gemara is a fourth pshat. Gemara does it again. Ablay of Sama Bered of Ashulavina.
Right, that's not Tafin.
What?
Right,
that's
a retirement.
That's
what you
sell
the whole
price of
the whole
price. That's not a riot, right? Shot number two is retirement. Right? Shot number two is retirement, then it's not a riot. So where says, Valahi, my Tamil book was like a retirement. In order to say shot number two, you have to say that's not a retirement. So it could be the Lashon, my Tamil book, that could be the lush in the Gemara, my Tamil book was like a retirement, is implying that it's a Daichi, shot number two. Why? That's not a retirement. Or is it better to say a combination of Sultas and Rabbi Huda? Which are two Sheikas who don't pass the line.
But once we spell it up like that, it's by saying it's not a right from each member, it's a right from the whole Brisa. In the Lashon of Gufa, in the Brisa.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Shat number two is a Daishi, because we're setting out of Allah's only like a Tarfin.
And for the Shinoi.
Because Shinoi. But if the Daishi part is because we're limiting him to hold like a Tarfin, then Shat number three seems worse. We're limiting him to hold like Sultas and Rabbi Huda.
That's the Lashon.
And Rabbi Lazar, that's right.
The
time is still good.
For the right,
I'm saying, saying if the second shot was fair because Rabbi Lazar was a tarfin, it's also Rabbi Lazar. Because the Shin is Rashi Rosh Madad. Where do you see it? Which words? You're learning the word Dachi who the Matzalit Chuyah means it's a Daifik. Pusha means the Chuyah means you could push off the Raya. Okay, the Gemara goes to a fourth pshat. Amalei Rav Sama Bereid Rav Ashi Ravina Emor Dishamit Leil Rav Yehuda Betam Inasa Muid V'muid Mitchilasai Mishamit Leil. So we have a kasha that you can't say it's Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda never said it. So now Vaita pshat number three is knocked off. So pshat one and three are knocked off. We're left with only pshat number two, which is not a raya. So Gemara says, Ella. Now again, we're going to go down to a fourth pshat. And the fourth pshat will be a raya. And again, Rashi says, Ella, ibayis l'uk bay b'tzrayris. If you choose to zetzanay b'tzrayris, kirchayu, ulamishit bay derava, then I have a pshat for you. It's weird. If you're going to choose to bring a raya, I have a pshat for you. What do you mean? It's not a raya.
if I could choose, it should be a raya, it shouldn't be a raya, then it's not a raya. Right? The Gemara says, Elok, ki kam Rav Elazar, nezek shalom, kagayin di iayid. So pshat number 4 is talking about the Tetragon still by Tzoyris, but by Tzoyris moon. They have a new case of Tzoyris moon. So Tzatzi Nezeh by the Tanakhama, and by Rav Elazar, Nezek Shalom according to Rav Elazar. And again, it is a raya. Why is it a raya? Because it's talking by Tzoyris. And the Brisa says Megufai. It only pays Megufai. Why the Rebbe Lazar doesn't only pay Megufai according to this pshat? Let's think about it. According to this pshat, why if it's Nezek Shalom of Mu'id, then why doesn't it only pay Megufai? What? Because the Tzatamas. So it's gonna be, no, we don't want it to be Rebbe Yehuda. Oh, there will be a Tzad Thomas. They said, Tzad Thomas now is going from Tam to Mu'id. And Rabbi Yehuda did say in this case that it can go from, right? That there is Tzad Thomas in a case where it goes from Tam to Mu'id. Good. Okay. So we have Pshat number 4, which again is that designed by Tzreiris. And this time it's Baita, it's a Raya. So, again, I'm not going to go through it again, but again, it's a strange thing that the Gemara finds a Pshat. Struggles to find the pshat, which like his pshat, it's a raya. Strange. Very strange. In fact, the Gemara, Elohad debayi rava yesh, adal atzorayis, ain't adal atzorayis. But now we have a problem. If you go pshat number 4, how does Rava learn the braisa? He has to be by yesh, adal atzorayis, ain't adal atzorayis. Ilu rabbanon, ain't adal atzorayis. What's going on here? How could Rava learn this Braisa? So what's the Gemara going to answer? How does Rava learn the Braisa? Amlach Rava, ki mibayi lididi, alibid rabbanon, de pligi alay de sulchis. Aval hacha, bein rabbanon, bein rabba laza, kasulchis spirulahu. Dom etzroiris nezik shalom mishalom. This Braisa is going like sulchis. What's he saying? What's the Gemara coming back to? Gemara here in Rava is coming back to what? We asked on Rava that pshat 1 and 3 were knocked off. We're left with pshat number 4. So pshat number 4 doesn't stim with Rav Zibaya, yesh adal atzoreris on that. So how did Rav learn the braisa, the Mishnah, the braisa, the Rav Elazar? So Teretz is, he learned like, what's the fifth pshat? Having now a fifth pshat, the way Rav learned, which is back to the second pshat. You understand what we're doing? We're saying here, that Rava, who asked the Ibaya, cannot hold the Pshat number 4. Because he holds the Yeshadal Tzoreris as an Ibaya. He can't hold the Pshat number 3 because we had a Kasha on it. He can't hold Pshat number 1 because we had a Kasha. So what the Maskana was saying is that Rava, who has to come up with a Pshat, he'll go back to Pshat number 2. Pshat number 2 is that they argue in the Machlaikis with Tarfin and the Chachamim, and it's talking by Karen Mishuna. And that's the Machlaikis. Which just reinforces what we said all along. That pshat number 2, we don't have any shverakite on. So that's the maskana here in this last piece to go back to Rava. So you follow what's happening here? We're saying Rava can't hold the pshat 1, 3, or 4. So how does he hold? So we're saying we go back to pshat number 2, the Rava holds like that pshat, it has nothing to do with yesh adal atzoreris. Now you may ask that Rava was saying since Rava asked anybody yesh adal atzoreris, he couldn't hold the pshat number 4. 1 minute. Because Rava asked anybody if Tzveris Magufay Mishalem or Ma'aliyah Mishalem, there's also a reason he couldn't have held the Pshat number 4. He couldn't have held Pshat number 4 because that would be Peshit his original Ibayah. So that, the top Tzveris on the Amid Bey says, is Taka true. That's also a reason Rava couldn't have held the Pshat number 4. Because both of Rava's Ibayahs don't shtim. So Taisa says that Afa Pikein, the Gemara makes the diuk to say that if you hold of the Ibaya of Yeshadar Latoiris, it doesn't stem with this chat number 4. And Lamaisa Rava, for two reasons, has to go back, for both Ibayas to make sense, has to go back to chat number 2, which is now the Maskana Sagamara. Gemara just ties up one loose end of Rav Tarfin. Eimid Yishamelay Rav Tarfin Nezek Shalom Magufa Nezek Shalom Magufa Yishamelay. The Gemara says in Meichi Meisi La Keren Rishus Arabin Tayoy Labo Min Adin Lias Kenidai. So just like Rishus Arabin, you only pay the Keren, you only pay Magufa Keren Magufa. So say that here it only pays Nezek Magufa. He does hold of daya in such a case, and therefore, it's good. So this is the shaklavatari of the Gemara. This is the shaklavatari of the Gemara, the back and forth, on how to make a cheshbin of this brisa, the whole amid, and it's complicated. And I wrote on the board, you should know, I've told you many times, when I learn myself, when things are complicated, I write down on a piece of paper. It's not babyish, just a way of figuring things out. And the Gemara is difficult. You make this cheshbin, you see the shaklavatari much more clearly. And I think that those of you who found the Gemara complicated, if you go with this mahalach of just plotting it out on a piece of paper, you'll find the shaklavatari is a lot easier. But the problem is that we're not done yet. Because Rashi and Tosfos make a whole taram over the sugya. I explained the sugya without going into the first Rashi on the Amid Beis, or the Tosfos on the Amid Aleph. And they here have a discussion, which I think should have been in the beginning of the sugya of Tzoraius, the stump. But anyway, they have it here. There's a shaila here of when we talk about Yesh Hadar Letzreiris, that three times might make it a mu'ud. Now, that has nothing to do with the Ibaya Magufay or not Magufay. It's a separate discussion. We really have to do with the Ibaya of Yesh Hadar Letzreiris, and Hadar Letzreiris. What type of Tzreiris are we talking about? Is it Tzreiris of Regel? But Tzreiris of Keren. Now again, we discussed already in the beginning of the Perek, Reb Chaim says all Tzreiris are Regel, are called Tolda the Regel. It doesn't mean it's a Tolda of Keren. That's what we learned. It's been pointed out that the Rashi and the Amid Aleph uses a Lashon Tolda to Keren. Doesn't seem to shim with Reb Chaim. But we're not going now into that question of of whether it's a Tolda of Keren or Tolda of Regel. I say Regal, I mean Orchayu, and I say Karen, I mean Mishonim. We have an Ibaya, if Yesh Hadar L'Tzreiris or Ein Hadar L'Tzreiris. Tzreiris is Chatzi Nezek. Does it pop up to Nezek Shalem when it's three times? That Shaila is talking by a Tzreiris of Orchay or a Tzreiris of Mishonim. In other words, by a Tzreiris that's Mishonim, I understand, it's Mustavri, you can ask an Ibaya. The Tzreiris is Mishonah, every Karen is Mishonah. It's a Tam, pays Chatzi Nezek. Tzreiris Mishonah also pays Chatzi Nezek, Bravi Nezek, whichever Shita you hold. Yesh Hadar L'Tzreiris is a question. Should we say three times? It changed. Till now it was Mishonah. Now it's Orchei. So now it'll pay Nezek Shalom. So you can have such an Ibaya, if Yesh Hadar L'Tzreiris does a pop from Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shalom. By Keren, you certainly could have such an Ibaya, and that's Rashi's first pshat. The first pshat in Rashi in the Amid Beis, talking about Keren, A shayla of yesh adal etzrayrus, ein adal etzrayrus, that's easy enough. Rashi's second shot is that we're talking about regel. Tzrayrus of regel, which pays chatzi nezek. The Gemara wants to say, yesh adal etzrayrus of regel. The tzrayrus of regel also, after three times, becomes nezek shalom. That's Rashi's second shot. Rashi has a kasha on the second shot. Rashi, at the end of the Rashi, says, "Avo koshali, kiven de meikara have a orche. Swerus of regal is orche the first time. Afilachi chati nezek mishalehim, mali chatin la mali meyaz in me. What changes by regal swerus three times? This all bothers Rashi." So we assume that Rashi means to say that the Ikar is the first Shita. And the Rashi Shita is that the Shaila of Yesh Adal Tzrayrus is only by Keren. Taisus on the Amud Aleph argues with Rashi. Taisus on the Amud Aleph says the Yesh Adal Tzrayrus is going on both. And Keren and Regel. Say if you did Tzrayrus through walking normally, say if the animal did tzrayrus through bi'ita, through something abnormal. In both cases, we have an ibaya, if yesh adol tzrayrus, ain adol tzrayrus. The question is, tzrayrus pays chatzi nezek. Does it pop up to nezek shalem if the three times? Say by keren, say by regel, we have the same ibaya. This is the machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos. Again, the machlaikis is not ikrai this sugya. Doesn't really belong in this sugya. Since the sugya is stuck in the Indian of Adal Tzrayrus, it's stuck it in, but it's really on the next sugya. By Ravi Yesh Adal Tzrayrus. Is that only by Karen, that's Rashi Shita? Or even by Regal, that's Taisa Shita? Obviously, we have to find the Teretz like Taisvis, Mali Pam Rishayna, Mali Pam Ravi. So Taisvis, in the last line of Taisvis, says that Mali Pam Rishayna, Mali Pam Ravi is Slav Perchihi. So you have to understand what Tosfos is saying, but I'll call upon it. This is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. So you have your work cut out for you. It's normally, if I learn a lot of Gemara, I slow down the next day to give everyone a chance to catch up. Thing is that the clock is ticking. It's near the end of this man. The Tes Amud Aleph is the Amud with all the Ibayas. I'd like to get to as quickly as possible. So I'd like you to put in the time to cover the Gemara until here. I'd like to go Vayta tomorrow. So a lot of work to get there, to cover the Gemara that we just learned, and to have a karkite in what the basic Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is, and try to find the Teretz, Tamali Pam Rishayna, Tamali Pam Ravi, and Mitzvah Hashem for tomorrow.